Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to... you should be saying that to me. Can we have the councillors back at their desks, please? And we'll look to start the next session, which is on the RAA. Brian, how are you? We'll start in 1 minute. Can the recorder... the person doing the recording, please start the recording.
The recording has been started.
Okay, let's start then with this afternoon's session. The first one is on the RAA, the Registrar Accreditation Agreement. As you all know, there are negotiations underway between ICANN staff and the Registrar Stakeholder Group on this document. And for today, we have a presentation by Margie to bring us up to speed on what's been happening with these negotiations. We have some registrar representatives here. Matt Serlin, who is the new chair of the Registrar Stakeholder Group. I'll get that right one day. Who's sitting over there next to Ching. And he will be helping us out as well on this RAA update. So, Margie, are you ready? Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to provide you an update. It'll be high level and not go into specific issues because we have got sessions throughout the week to deal in depth on some of these issues, particularly on Monday. But I'll give you an overview of what's going to happen on Monday. And I'm also going to try to focus on the policy aspects because the Monday session will focus primarily on the negotiations. So as you may recall, in Dakar, the board asked for negotiations to commence on the RAA. And since Dakar, there's been active negotiations. There's been a group of registrars and a group of staff members that have participated in these negotiations. There's been over 18-plus meetings, some of them day-long, some of them face-to-face, very extensive amount of work that's been done to try to evaluate the amendment topics that have been proposed by the GNSO and ALAC drafting team, as well as the law enforcement representatives that have submitted some amendment proposals. And in addition to that, there's also been topics from the registrar team and from the ICANN team. Just so you know that there's a community wiki that where all this information is posted. Since Costa Rica, we received updates on certain of the law enforcement recommendations, specifically on who is validation and data retention on April 30th and May 6th. And if you look at the wiki, you can see the clarifications that were provided by the law enforcement representatives. And in anticipation of Prague, there's a series of documents that were published by ICANN staff. And just recently, we also received some documents from the Registrar Stakeholder Group, and Matt can talk more about that when we get to that point. The other aspect of this project is the issue report, and I don't know if you recall that the board, when it directed that the negotiations begin, also asked for an issue report request to address any of the remaining issues that essentially are not incorporated into the negotiated agreement at the conclusion of these negotiations. Prior to Costa Rica, we had a preliminary issue report, and then a final issue report was published. And the idea is that once the negotiations conclude, then the GNSO Council can commence the PDP on the topics that weren't addressed. So with respect to the current status of the negotiations, as I mentioned, there's been some informational documents posted. I wanted to clarify that it is an ICANN draft RAA proposal that has been published. It's not negotiated and it's not agreed to by the Registrar Stakeholder Group, but it just gives the community an indication of where ICANN was with respect to the issues prior to the Prague meeting. As you look through that document, you'll see that there's a lot of new topics that have been proposed to be included in the RAA, including verification and validation of who is. There's an enhanced data collection on registrants that stemmed from this clarification that I mentioned from the law enforcement representatives. They're seeking for additional information with respect to registrants. There's also enhanced reseller obligations in there, and the concept of creation of a privacy and proxy accreditation program. And also language related to an abuse point of contact for instances of illegal conduct. There's also additional registrar information that's incorporated in this draft and information that came from the compliance department to try to enhance ICANN's ability to do its compliance efforts. And finally, there's also a prohibition of cyber squatting. And these are just some of the key amendments. There's a lot in the documents. I think there's 70-plus pages that were published, including a full RAA that has a red line, again, only reflecting the ICANN recent ask. And so on this slide, I've highlighted the documents because I think, you know, depending upon your interest, you'll want to take a look at them and be prepared for the Monday session. There's, as I mentioned, the draft RAA that is ICANN's latest proposal. There's also summary documents that highlight, for example, how the law enforcement recommendations were addressed and other key recommendations. And if you're interested in how the agreements changed from the 2009 agreement, we've also published a document that reflects at a high level what the changes are from the 2009 version of the RAA that's currently in effect to what is in ICANN's latest proposal. There's also been an attempt to incorporate specific specifications. So if you look at the new GTLD registry agreement, you'll see a lot of similar type information that is dealt with in a specification format. We have a who is SLA, for example, that's been proposed, language that would implement the accuracy requirements that ICANN has requested. And additional registrar operations requirements that relate to DNSSEC, IPv6, and IDNs. And also, there's been an attempt to try to sync up the differences between the consensus policy approach under the RAA to make it more consistent to what's in the registry agreement right now. And there's also a specification related to specific additional information related to registrars that would be listed in this document. So if you look at the website, you'll see a lot of information that will show you what the latest ICANN proposal is. And then this week we've also received documents from the registrar stakeholder group, and I've listed them here. I haven't had a chance to review them, and maybe Matt can comment on it after, or if you'd like to comment now, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Margie. So, as Margie said, the stakeholder group just published a set of documents. We didn't think that ICANN had posted enough for everyone to consume, so we thought we'd add to it. And really what we tried to do is provide not only a high-level overview of where we think the draft ICANN RAA is today, but also some specific comments on some of the amendments and on consensus policy, data retention, who is, and then very specific comments on the set of law enforcement recommendations that have been kind of at the heart of what the negotiations have been about thus far. So all of that has just recently been published and will be a lot of what the discussion is about in the Monday session.
Thanks, Matt. Can I just add that I'm sure all of you have seen it, but you have sent those documents to the council list. I believe it was either yesterday evening or this morning, so the documents listed and that Matt and Margie have just mentioned are all on the council list for everyone to access.
And I've posted it on the community wiki as well, so it's there for others to look at. I think I'll probably post it on the Monday session too, so information, so that when people go into Monday, they can see have access to that information as well. But this is all, I think when you read both the ICANN documents and the registrar documents, you'll see there's been a lot of thought in this process. I mean, these negotiations are extremely consuming, both on the registrar side and ICANN side, and involve executives and many members of staff trying to understand and appreciate the other side's concerns to come up with something that is, you know, feasible. And I just want to, you know, as you look at it, you'll see this is not something that's been quickly put together, but is in fact, you know, been thought through and hopefully will lead to the conclusion of the negotiations fairly quickly. And specifically with respect to the Monday session, I wanted to highlight that the goal of the Monday session is to get community input. And there's a lot of key issues that are in the documents that have been posted for the Monday session, but I really encourage you to come into that, prepare to answer some of those questions, because the negotiation teams want to take that information back, assess it, and try to morph the negotiations in order to address some of the concerns that may be raised. And so it's very important to get as much information as we can in Monday. And the questions that we're going to focus on Monday relate to some of the very difficult issues that we've dealt with in the negotiations. So, for example, the question of whether verification of who is should happen pre-resolution or post-resolution. That's one of the questions we'd like to receive input on. And we've actually identified in the documents that we've published a series of questions we'd like the community to comment on. Another one is one of the law enforcement requests was phone verification, where they are seeking a return of a unique code, and there's a lot of questions about how that could be implemented. So if you look at the session information, you can see what we'd like to hear back from the community. The other law enforcement request is that this information be verified annually, and so we'd like to understand how that would impact registrants and the registrar marketplace and the registration marketplace. And then an issue that's been highlighted by the registrar stakeholder group is the concept of universal adoption of the RAA. In other words, the RAA, if it changes in the way that it's been proposed, is going to incur additional costs, and there may be a disproportionate impact if some registrars are on the old agreement versus the new agreement. And the idea is how to get everyone onto the new agreement at the same time so that one registrar wouldn't be disadvantaged because it's operating under the new rules versus the old rules. And that's the concept of universal adoption. And we've identified options in the papers that we've published that we hope we can get community feedback on the Monday session. So I've provided a link to a lot more analysis on what we'd like to talk about on Monday, but I wanted the council and members of the various stakeholder groups and constituencies to really try to kind of prepare it on Monday to share their views on these important issues. And then just to highlight, I've made a presentation on this before, but once the negotiations conclude, we still have the council still has the issue of following up on the issue report request. And so the recommendation in the issue report was that the council would initiate it once they receive a report that the negotiations have concluded, and that presumably in that report there would be identification of amendment topics that haven't been addressed. And then some sort of board direction on that the PDP should begin to address some of those concerns that may not have been incorporated into the RAA. And finally, on the next steps, we've talked about this community consultation. The other thing I wanted to highlight is that in the GNSO open meeting on Wednesday, this is also an opportunity for stakeholder groups and constituencies to provide feedback on some of these questions if they're unable to formulate a position or make suggestions during the Monday meeting. The Wednesday session is also going to have that as an agenda item. And then it's anticipated that the negotiations will resume after Prague. And then the next steps after that would be that the fully negotiated RAA would be published for GNSO approval. Then there'd be board approval. And then somewhere along the line, the council would commence the PDP on the remaining issues. And then I've provided here just where information on where you can get some of the documents that I've talked about. And that's it.
Thanks, Margie. So before I open it up for questions, let's just check. Matt, did you want to add anything to that presentation, or should we just open it up for questions? Okay. In which case, I'll start taking cue. Before I do that, though, I realize that I've forgotten to do one very important thing, which was to thank both Wolf and Jeff for standing in for me this morning, and to apologize to you all for being late. Unfortunately, I had other business which prevented me from arriving on schedule. So once again, thanks to Jeff and Wolf, I believe. So everyone tells me anyway, it was a perfectly executed stand-in, so well done. And thank you. So can we open it up for questions? And I have Thomas, I have Wendy, I have Jeff next to me, Wolf. Let's start with Thomas then, please.
Thank you, Stefan. And thanks for the presentation. I have to say that I don't envy you for being landed with this topic, which is very controversial and extremely challenging. I do understand that in this effort you have, not you personally, but that staff has drafted a new version of the draft in order to make it easier for people to follow the conversation. I have to say that I don't find that very fortunate, because the law enforcement requests are requests. Once these requests are being transformed into a draft, it's not like a requesting party asks for something to be incorporated into a contract, but like the registrars now are trying to negotiating something out of the contract. So might just be something not, you know, displaying a level playing field for everybody to work on, you know. So that was my instant reaction, although I see the benefit. But I just think that it sets a different type of tone, like the law enforcement requests are in the agreement and the registrars are trying to get it out. And I feel sort of uncomfortable with that notion, particularly since some of the requests that are made contravene the laws of the jurisdiction that I'm living in.
Thank you, Thomas. Wendy.
Thanks. I agree with much of what Thomas said. I was also concerned by the degree to which staff appeared to be adopting wholesale the recommendations of law enforcement, despite lots of opposition from the community. And so the question that I have is really, where can the community comment, and how can we get feedback on our comments and that those comments have been heard? I have made some comments on the wiki, and as far as I know, they've evaporated into nothingness because the number of wiki pages keeps proliferating. Is there a reason that a public comment forum with a standard threaded email isn't set up so that the comments can be collected someplace? I appreciate that there will be an opportunity to say something at a microphone on Monday or Wednesday, but I think it would really be good to have a place for collecting public comment rather than simply encouraging people to file comments with the board, because that's the comment spot of last resort.
Thank you. Jeff.
Yeah, before I make my comment, can I just ask a question? Who from ICANN's negotiating team is actually in this room?
Sam is.
Okay, good. I'm glad to see that, because I think this is an important discussion.
And Tim Cole and myself as well.
Oh, you're on it as well?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sorry, Jeff, can we just name the people then? Because just a show of hands doesn't come across well on the people for the people listening in remotely.
From that are here, or
just the people that? Can you just give us the names of the people that put their hands up, so the people listening remotely can know who they are?
Yeah, Sam Eisner and Tim Cole.
Okay, so I want to echo the comments raised by Thomas, and just add another layer to that, because the registrars are in very much the defensive mode, which I don't think is actually appropriate. I also want to add, it's not just the law enforcement requests that are assumed to be adopted, but also the ICANN requests. There are a lot of provisions in that, in those documents that just came from ICANN, didn't come from law enforcement, didn't come from anyone in the community. Things like the ability to revoke the contract because you decide that that's not the right business model, or whatever the words are used. I think that's wholly inappropriate. It was inappropriate when it was attempted for the registries. It's just as inappropriate here. But now, unfortunately, the registrars are in a defensive position, and I noticed that's not even a topic for Monday. All of the topics for Monday are ICANN topics that it wants feedback on, as opposed to, you know, why is there no feedback asked on the provisions that ICANN has asked to be in those agreements, which came out of nowhere. And I'm not saying that they're not good thoughts, and I'm not saying that, you know, but it seems like it was derived by the legal team of ICANN, and but without the community basis for those. And so things like, you know, what should be included or changing the picket fence, things like the revocation, that should be on Monday's agenda as well.
Thanks, Wolf. I have, thanks, Jeff. I have Wolf next. And then I have comments remotely from Steve Metalitz and Avery, and Matt wanted to be in the queue as well. So, Wolf, please.
Thank you, Stefan. Well, just for a question for my understanding, where this negotiations team is staying, you have showed in the slides, in two slides, the documents, so from staff and from the registrars. I would like to know, so what is the status of those documents? Really? So what is it, are these partly or in total accepted documents? Are these controversial documents? Where are we? What is the expectation with regards to those documents? Is there a qualifying possible to have an outlook on what we can expect from those documents? You know, that is also interesting for the question we raised with regards to the in connection with the who is motion, who is on, which is on the table. And I would like to learn about that and would really know what is going on, what can we expect from that. Thank you.
As I mentioned, the documents we posted are not agreed to by the registrar, so we're not presenting that in any way as a fully negotiated document. It reflects a lot of discussions over the last few months, but there's areas of disagreement, and I think the documents that were posted by the registrars actually identify where there's disagreement. And Matt, maybe you want to talk about the approach you guys took in putting together your documents.
Yeah, that's right. So the documents that we posted both talk about where there's agreement and where there's currently outstanding disagreement as well.
But in terms of timing, I don't know that we have any, estimate at this point. I don't know.
No, I don't want to set false expectations, so I don't think we're in a position to talk about a timeline at this point.
Okay, thanks to you both. Can we go to Steve Metalitz remotely, please?
Yes, this is Marika Sow reading on behalf of Steve Metalitz. He makes a comment saying, contrary to Thomas, it is useful that staff has published a complete draft revised RAA so that the community can see actual contract language on the discussion rather than paraphrases or brief summaries. And if I can go on to the question from Avery. A question from Avery Doria. Have the data protection and privacy authorities from the interested nations been consulted on the same level as the law enforcement authorities in the same respect and with the same focus?
And to answer, I believe on Monday's session, that's one of the questions we've posed to the community, is how to get the data protection authorities interested in this issue and that's something that we'd like to hear from the community on how to do that.
Thanks, Margie. So Matt and then Alan.
Thanks, Stefan. I just wanted to make a couple additional points to pick up on what Jeff had said. You know, it's our expectation that there are some items that are in the draft document, which, at least from the registrar's side, will not be in the final document. So there'll be some things that we hope to have removed from the current agreement, and then we anticipate that there will be additional things that would get into the agreement. And again, those are topics that we have put in our posted papers as well. And then I do want to continue to encourage, you know, public input, both to Steve and to Wendy's point, about, you know, draft documents being out there. The goal really was to get a sense of where we were and to get community feedback on the documents as they exist today. So I don't know, Margie, I don't know if the comments on the wiki aren't, you know, if Wendy thinks those comments aren't there, or we just need to make sure that those comments are, you know, that comment forum is sticking. Thanks.
Thank you. Alan.
Thank you. There was a comment about the desire to make the new agreement effective immediately and not have to wait the 5 years to ensure a level playing ground for registrars who are subject to the new agreement, to the new terms. Is there any methodology discussed about how that might be done?
No, and it's a good point, and I think that is one of the points on the Monday session is we haven't yet talked about how to get registrars onto the new agreement when it's final.
Thanks. Marika, another remote question, I believe.
Yes, Ms. Marika, I have a question on behalf of Christina Rosette. She asked, as ICANN staff generated a summary chart of the high and medium priority topics that came out of the GNSO drafting team, and if not, are there plans to do so?
We did that after the Costa Rica meeting, but I don't think it's been updated to reflect what was in the latest draft. So I know we did do it at one point. I can post it back to the council list if people want to look at it. But we've certainly been looking at those. I mean, the negotiations did not focus just on the law enforcement ones, but did look at the broader high and medium priority topics from the RAA drafting team.
Thanks, Margie. Any other questions? And I will remind everyone in the room that there are two microphones there. I suppose they work. Please do stand up if you're not on the council but do want to make a comment or ask a question, and come to the microphones as James is doing, and just introduce yourselves and ask the question. Thank you. James.
Hi. Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Stefan. James. Margie, would it be possible on the next iteration of the scorecard or the staff draft that you would indicate what the origin of each of those changes would be, whether you can draw a straight line to the LE or GAC recommendations, or if they originated within ICANN legal or ICANN staff? I think that would be helpful to label those so we can see where they're coming from. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments? If not, we will bring this session to a close early and use the time for the next sessions. I'll look towards the people handling the remote participation just at the back of the room, just to tell me if that's possible, because we have we still have a lot of work to cover, including the preparation session for our meeting with the GAC later on today. And that's just to remind everybody that we are meeting with the GAC today, and we usually meet with the GAC on Sunday. We had to bring that forward for this meeting. And we will also be preparing our session with the board tomorrow. There are a set of questions that have been sent to the list by Glenn on the board, our meeting with the board, and as far as our meeting with the GAC goes, you have on the sheets in front of you the list of questions and topics that we have written down through our discussions over the past weeks in preparation for this. So let's bring this RAA session to a close, have a 5-minute break, and then restart with the next session
which is one where we will discuss two important points for the Council and the GNSO community. One is the workload that we all face and how to deal with the problems that that workload generates, and the other is the motions that we will be considering on Wednesday during the open Council meeting. 5 minutes, and then we'll start again. Thank you very much.